Hey there, welcome to Earth in Tune, a show that features music that mentions something about Earth or nature. This is the 19th chapter of the water version of the show, and the songs will be mostly moderate beat music. I often discover that an artist that I feature on the show is local, and there's something interesting about them. I'm going to start off this show with a special introduction to the song. The artist is going to introduce her own song, and you may have heard her songs. I know I have. I'm excited to welcome Melissa Ruth to Earth in Tune. Melissa, tell us about yourself and this first song.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Janice. My name is Melissa Ruth. I am an Americana doo-wop twang artist. I also am a music teacher at Sutherland Middle and High School. I grew up in British Columbia, and I started playing music at a young age. I started writing music at an older age. This was actually one of the first songs that I wrote, sort of outside of college and going into a more sort of directional space with my life. And it was right as soon as I moved to Oregon. I was in my 20s, and there were a lot of things that were awesome about my life in my 20s. And then there were things that I found that I was looking for, and I hadn't quite sorted it all out yet. And when I first got to Oregon, I couldn't help but to notice how rainy it was. And it just seemed like there was rain and rain and rain. And it's not quite like that as much anymore. Even 15 years seems like it's changed. But yeah, that was sort of my impression, and it wove its way into the song.
So the song is called Ain't Found It Yet. And it's off of your album called Ain't No Whiskey. The lyrics say endless water without resign.
Yeah. And it just, you know, it felt like to me when I got here, you know, there was just a flow to everything, you know, and it was just on and on, endless. And of course, water is, you know, I mean, water is life. It's everything that we've got, flows through everything, through all living beings. And I really tapped into that when I felt like it was just endless amounts of rain just pouring off of all surfaces and flowing on and on.
So you did play with your husband in Midnight Darlings at the Umpqua Brew Fest, and thank you for doing that. But now you're playing as Melissa Ruth and the Likely Stories. Tell us about your current band.
Sure. Yeah. Brewfest, super fun. And my husband and I, we collaborate quite a bit. So he is in the Likely Stories as well. You know, when we are kind of pared down, just doing the duo thing, we go as the Midnight Darlings. But when we have other players with us, then we assume the name Melissa Ruth and the Likely Stories. The guys that we're playing with right now, are a few of them are music educators as well, and longtime friends. And we're actually in the process of putting together another studio album. And we played at this year's Umpqua Valley Arts Festival, and, you know, a few outdoor shows, kind of getting the band back together, sort of making the music happen again after this long shutdown period. Yeah, the Likely Stories, I've been super fortunate because over the years, I've always played with wonderful players, but it's been a bit of a, you know, revolving door. We haven't always played with local guys. So for example, when we go to California, we are still the Likely Stories, but we have a whole new band. That's why the name works really well, because it's like whoever is the most likely great player to play is in. So the current Likely Stories are, you know, regionally located and really fun folks to play with.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I know you have a website called melissaruthmusic.com, and your songs are also on Bandcamp. So we know that we can find your music there when it comes available.
Yes, ma'am. So and there is music there currently available too. Yeah, we have a few albums out.
So we're going to go and we're going to start listening to your song, Ain't Found It Yet. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you, Janice.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Have you ever been to Zion found it. Ba 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 na. Do 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 do.
I'm out of range. I used to care, but sure it. You can hurt someone and not even know it. The next 60 seconds could be like an eternity. Gonna get low down, gonna fly high. All the truth in the world adds up to one big lie. I'm in love with a woman that don't even appeal to me. Mr. Jinx and Miss Lucy, they jumped in the lake. I'm not that eager to make a mistake. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed.
That last song is a classic. Going Up Country is a 1920s blues song that Canned Heat band member Alan Wilson adapted. The original song was Bulldoze Blues, recorded in 1928 by Texas blues artist Henry Thomas. Wilson changed the lyrics but kept Thomas's melody, and it became one of the band's biggest hits and well-known songs. It's believed that Wilson's lyrics, which are ambiguous and written during the Vietnam War, suggest that they are about evading the draft by moving to Canada. Canned Heat formed in Los Angeles in 1965 and still going today, although with different set of band members. The group has been noted for its efforts to promote interest in blues music and its original artists. Going Up Country was first released on Canned Heat's third album, Living the Blues, in 1968. This next song is by Creedence Clearwater Revival, and it's also speculated to be referencing the Vietnam War, with the rain being a metaphor for bombs falling from the sky. I don't know about that. You know, it just never ceases to amaze me, though, the things that I find out about musicians. Creedence Clearwater Revival, also referred to as Creedence and CCR, was a band formed in El Cerrito, California. I recently discovered that they played at my high school in Oakland, California in 1968, way before I got there. But still, it's kind of cool to know that. They performed at Woodstock the following year. The band initially consisted of lead vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter John Fogerty, his brother Tom, bassist Stu Cook, and drummer Doug Clifford. These members had played together since 1959, first as the Blue Velvets and later as the Gollywogs, before settling on Creedence Clearwater Revival name in 1967. A downside of the story, Tom and John left CCR in 1972 due to disagreements. John Fogerty refused to perform with the two other surviving members at Creedence's 1993 introduction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Though the band has never officially reunited, John Fogerty continues to perform CCR songs as part of his solo act, while Cook and Clifford have performed as Creedence Clearwater Revisited since the 1990s. Pendulum is the sixth studio album released in 1970. Here is the single from the album, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Hey Tonight.
Come away, little. come away to the water, to the ones that are waiting only for you. Come away, little lost, come away to the water, away from the life that you always knew. We are calling to you. Come away, little light, come away to the darkness. In the shade of the night, we'll come looking for you. Come away, little light, come away to the darkness. To the ones appointed to see it through, we are coming for you. We are coming for you. Come away, little lamb, come away to the yourself, so we might live anew. Come away, little lamb, come away to the slaughter, to the ones appointed to see this through. We are coming for you. We are coming.
last song and this next song have something in common. I've played other versions of the song Smoke on the Water, including the original by Deep Purple, which was played in the first chapter of the water version of the show. This last version of the song was performed by Santana on their 2010 album, Guitar Heaven, the greatest guitar classics of all time. The song features Jacoby Shaddix. Santana is another one of those bands from the San Francisco Bay Area. They formed in 1966 with lead band member Carlos Santana as the inspiration for the band name and the only consistent band member. They are one of the best-selling groups of all time, with over 47 million certified albums sold in the U.S. and an estimated 100 million sold worldwide. This next song is Don't Go Near the Water. Johnny Cash sang the first version in Chapter 2 of the water version of the show, but the original is by the Beach Boys and written and performed by Al Jardine and Mike Love on the 1971 Surf's Up album. Instead of enjoying surfing and other fun activities, this time the listener is advised to avoid the water for environmental reasons.
Don't go near the water. Don't you think it's sad? What's happened to the water? Our water's going bad. Oceans, rivers, lakes, and streams have all been touched by man. Now threatens life on land. Don't go near the water. Ain't it sad? What's happened to the water? It's going bad. Thank you.
things meant. I seen that tree of smoke. Yeah, I seen stranger things happen before.
That last song was by Bright Eyes, which was founded by Connor Oberst, once his previous band, Commander Venus, disbanded in 1997. Based in Nebraska in 2010, Bright Eyes teamed up with the American Civil Liberties Union of Nebraska for a concert to support a federal lawsuit the ACLU filed against the city of Fremont, Nebraska, for an ordinance the city passed banning the hiring of or the rental of properties to illegal immigrants. The People's Key album was released in 2011 and was their last album until 2020, which moved away from the folk sound to rock. Their song from that album, Haile Selassie, is about the Emperor of Ethiopia from 1930 to 1974 and the key figure of Rastafari, a religious movement in Jamaica, which emerged shortly after he became emperor. Bright Eyes performed a final show in 2011 before their 9-year hiatus, returning to the music scene in 2020. I just love discovering details of songs. The Phenomenauts are a band from my hometown, Oakland, California, that combines several styles of music with a futuristic science fiction theme. Their sound uses elements from rock and roll, punk, glam, garage rock, and new wave styles of music. They call their style rocket roll. They were formed from the band Space Patrol, a 1980s cover band that played on homemade instruments. The Phenomenauts, a name which means to pilot an unusual experience, is a band known for throwing sudden, unexpected shows at places where they are not invited. They often play in front of existing concerts where crowds have already gathered. They set up their own gear each time and played sets for another 6 full weeks. The Phenomenauts also use their music to promote science education and learning. They have played and promoted events such as the Bay Area Science Festival and the March for Science. In 2015, they released the album I'm with Neil, a tribute to astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson and the public radio program Science Friday. What separates this East Bay foursome from all the other bands of this type is their sense of humor and songwriting craft. The song is off the Escape Velocity album, which was released in 2014 and funded by fans. They had hoped that the album, the song I Don't Care Whether Earth Is the Best, I Love It Anyway, is coming your way. Stick around to the end of the hour. You are listening to Earth in Tune on KQUA. And I'm your host, Janice.
The fuck. I hate this old place, what it represents. And I hate who I was, and who I ended up since. But if you learn how to swim, just in case you drown, don't ask her for the water, 'cause she'll swallow you down. It's just 10 miles apiece and the hardest of nights. And her belfry's got arch, but her rooftop's alright. But down here in the sewer, I'm smelling a rat. Don't ask her for the whiskey, 'cause her water's all that. And what horses we rode through what somber fields, with our lovers at war and the dust on our heels. And the infidel screamed, it's all but a lie. Don't ask her for the water, 'cause she'll teach you to cry. Don't ask her for the water, 'cause she'll teach you to cry. And her weapon of choice is a red patterned dress and a sack full of stones, with her hands on her chest. And a book full of quotes, and a tight fastened lip. Don't ask her for the water, 'cause she'll sink like a ship. Don't ask her for the water, 'cause she'll sink like a ship.